This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. This, as we learned, the Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation. The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure. New York Congressman Mike Lawler says he's confident there will be a bill to help Ukraine coming out of the U.S. House soon. He told CNN's State of the Union Sunday he believes Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson understands the gravity of the situation.
I am confident that he is going to bring a bill to the floor. And that we will have a vote.
Conservatives in the House have said they want President Biden to reinstitute Trump-era border policy first. Interest rates not going to fall anytime soon, according to the chair of the Federal Reserve, USA's John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections.
President Biden visits Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the deadly bridge collapsed there. Biden pledging full federal support following the disaster last week. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Two people have been charged in connection with a fire that resulted in the death of a fire chief in North Carolina. Captain Ronnie Metcalf of the Lexington Fire Department passed away on Friday after sustaining burns covering 60% of his body a few days prior. The incident unfolded when firefighters responded to a house fire shortly after midnight on Tuesday. Seven juveniles are recovering from injuries sustained in a weekend shooting at an Indiana shopping mall. It happened Saturday night at a mall in Indianapolis, where six of the seven victims were reported to be hospitalized in stable condition. The Trump campaign looking to take in big money from Republican donors in Florida in the coming week. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the park party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband have separated. The 32-year-old woman convicted of orchestrating her mother's murder a decade ago. Blanchard deleted all her public social media accounts earlier this month, but she used her private Facebook page to announce her split from her husband. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, you thought we had trouble before, right? Here we are, the day after Easter Sunday, and it is clear that America has been secularized beyond our imagination with the things that were coming out of the White House. Unbelievable. Jim Harden joins us now to talk about this and to kind of get caught up on the craziness. And I think that, Jim, I got to tell you, I think some people here in America, particularly people of faith, are just kind of in shock. Because it was, you think about it, at least, when you and I were kids growing up, this big hoopla about the first Catholic president was going to be so beholden, to the Vatican. And, we had to be really concerned about electing, John F. Kennedy as president of the United States. And here all these years later, fast forward to 2024, and we've got another Catholic in the Oval Office. And what he has done to Christian faith, what he's done for Catholicism, this is an abomination, is it? Or am I just overstepping this?
No, I don't think you're overstating it at all. Thanks for having me back. It's an honor to be with
you
again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. This is, the Biden administration, Joe Biden himself came out on a Twitter post yesterday saying, this is Transgender Day of Visibility. And of course, mm-hmm. it's all Easter colors and everything. And he says, right. I see you. You are made in the image of God and you are worthy of respect and dignity. Now, on the face of it, it sounds nice. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Transgender Day of Visibility, he's quoting Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, but he's failing to quote the rest of the verse,
mm-hmm.
which says, look, you're made in the image of God. And the image of God, we are made male and female. He created us, right? I mean,
yes.
Transgender, to say that we're made in the image of God has ramifications for how we behave and how we view ourselves, right? And if we reject our maleness and our femaleness that God mm-hmm. has, given us, then we're besmirching the image of God. In fact,
exactly.
even on Easter of all Sundays, Jesus
exactly.
Christ came to put us back into right relationship with the God in whose image we are made.
Exactly.
I mean, Jesus Christ himself is, he came to rehumanize us, if you will, rehumanize,
mm-hmm.
make us
right.
even more who we were designed to be, make us in the image of Christ. So, I think what President Biden did here with this Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter was a representation of what he's been doing all along, undermining not just the nation state system, but attempting to create a new kind of Christianity, to co-opt Christianity, making mm-hmm. it in the image of the Democrat political party and all their social issues.
Yeah. You know, but the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party wants nothing to do with Christianity or God. No. I mean, that's why they took God out of their platform back in 2000, right? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I know. But now you got Kamala Harris going around insisting that it's okay to maintain your Christian beliefs and be pro-abortion. I mean, wait a second. Is God pro-abortion? You got Governor Gavin Newsom out in California, New York Governor Hochul in New York. They're all saying, it's okay to be a Christian.
Does she realize what she's doing when she says that? I mean, she is in conflict with God directly. I mean, to speak against righteousness in the manner in which these people are irresponsibly doing. You see, now we're back to the book of Ecclesiastes, because sin is not reconciled immediately. It kind of snowballs and takes on all kinds of dimensions. And it has gone squirrely and out of hand. And the reason, Jim, and I appreciate you coming on, we needed to have this conversation, because I don't want people to think that suddenly God's grading on the curve and God didn't say. You know, for me and where I'm at in my life, Jim, is that I have become more definitive and black and white when it comes to my faith, when it comes to what God said. And it scares me to think, especially when we have leadership in this country that is misrepresenting God. I'll tell you, in the Old Testament days, you misrepresented God, you're dust. You are dust. Yes. Right?
Watch out. There's a bolt of lightning coming your way.
Well, yeah, whatever it is, but you're going to be no more. And it's almost like, God, I mean, if that's what it takes, because it is, you gave us Jesus to be the symbol. And here we are, this most holy of holy days yesterday, the culmination of our faith. And it is being stomped on with this, modernistic thought that is so, it's bad enough. I mean, you want to go that way, that's fine. But then you want to say that God is going to endorse this? You are out of your mind. Go ahead.
Well, it's anti-Christ. It is literally, this is what Jesus said would happen toward the end of time. He said that there would be people that would come in his name. And then they would essentially look like, you know, Christ, and they're attempting to redefine him. That's exactly what's going on right now. They're attempting to redefine God in their own image. And God is perfectly just. Not a single word, not a jot or a tittle is going to pass away of his word. And he's saying, even the book of Revelation, talking about the end of time, he says, you know, woe to him who takes away from these words of mine or adds to them. And you know, redefining the gospel and what it means to be human is a slap in the face of God. And that's what Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can't kill the image of God in man, he will essentially attempt to besmirch it. You know, and that's transgenderism. That killing, of course, the image of God is abortion. All these, you know, so-called social issues that Democrats, you know, are in favor of are really anti-Christian, an attempt to de-Christianize society. And when they do that, of course, they're undermining the rule of law, the rule of law, of course, being the foundation for the nation state system globally. And, America is the bulwark for that nation state system. And if they can undermine the Judeo-Christian heritage upon which we're founded and the free market in the United States, then the rest of the nation state system falls and this Marxist, Maoist, global communism will step in.
Exactly. And all this, Jim, as you're talking, you know, we were warned that this would happen. Just like we were warned that Jesus would come, he would be sacrificed, he would die, and 3 days later he would rise. There's no other figure that has come into history that has claimed to be the Son of God, that, you know, is the Son of God, that all these prophecies that were spoken about him for thousands of years, you line it up. I mean, this was the discussion that Paul had as he went around, you know, around the region, around, you know, that part of the world, to be able to reconcile with people who had an understanding of Scripture. And he's saying, hey, look at here. This is Jesus. And all of a sudden, as he's connecting the dots, they're realizing more and more, wow, we missed the Messiah. We missed the Messiah, our appointed time, right? All that we've been praying and hoping for, we missed him. May we not miss him again, Jim Harden.
Yeah, that's my prayer. You know, political unity around this individual autonomy, like transgenderism and abortion, is insanity. It can't happen. We've got to reunite around God and what it means to be human again.
And people of faith have to be people of faith, Jim. This is really, this is a line in the sand, and this is a clear choice between good and evil. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Reverend Jim Harden after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honor Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
He's the president. President and CEO of Compass Care, Jim Harden, continues with us. Jim, I'm looking at these stats, because some people may say, well, you know, what has developed with transgender over the years? And going back to 2022, and this is a liberal site, and I'm just going to use their numbers here. They're saying over 1.6 million adults ages 18 and older and youth ages 13 to 17 identify as transgender in the United States. That's not even 1%, Jim. These are their numbers, okay? So here, for not even 1%, we are upending the foundational faith principles that built this country, the foundation on which this country has grown. I mean, this is how insane this has become. That for this accommodation, but look at, you know, even Barack Obama said, election has consequences, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, you still have, I don't know, 70% of America, I've heard numbers anywhere between 60 and 80%, still believe in God. Doesn't mean they're Christian, but they believe in God. And we've heard the saying, too, that Satan believes in God, too. We get that. But still, okay, we have some understanding, and when you calculate how this country has gotten to where it's gotten, you got to look at the foundation. We've made a wrong turn along the way. There's no doubt about it. And we have turned our back on these foundation principles. And what is happening is we are embrace. I mean, it's like you said earlier, the clear delineation, you're either going to choose life or you're going to choose death. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are certain decisions and choices that you make. It's imperative to understand which is going to promote which. And right now, what the left has done, supported by this administration, is they've graved the lines and they've confused people. And so in the name of choosing life, and I don't even think they look at it, because somehow in their world, their right, you know, self-proclaimed, trumps God's clear commandment to choose life, because the death consequences are so dire, right?
Oh, right. I mean, Joshua, when he took over from Moses, made a statement to the Israelites, and he said, look, choose you this day whom you will serve. You have before you life and death. Therefore, choose life. And what he's basically getting at is, if you choose to live your life according to your own standard and your own desires and your own pleasures and attempts to avoid any kind of perceived pain, you will die.
Right.
Basically, absolute autonomy can only result in anarchy and death, the death of the individual and the death of society. And that is the choice that is before America today. America is at a crossroads, and transgenderism represents anarchy. An anarchy, exactly. An absolute anarchy. It's not just a rejection of, you know, our current kind of nation state philosophy of government, constitutional rule of law, but it's a rejection of morality. It's a rejection of any semblance of understanding of what it means to be human and what is good and what is right. And it's living according to your own ideas of autonomy.
Exactly.
And that is what Christianity and the majority of the church in America has embraced, this concept of absolute personal autonomy. Just look at the way we run our churches. Look at the way our programs operate. We are self-centered, weak, and cowardly. And I say that with all due respect, right? I believe the church is God's instrument for bringing his kingdom to bear on this world, but it requires sacrifice. Jesus was not a balanced person, okay?
Right.
He was not the kind of guy that said, well, I need my vacation, and I need my two cars. No. Jesus calls us to radical discipleship, and he says, look, when you find yourself on the dangerous Joker Road of culture, and you come across this guy that's beaten and left for dead, I want you to sacrifice everything you've got. You are radically responsible for that man who you don't even know.
Right.
Wait a second. I'm responsible? Jesus demonstrates that he didn't have any legal obligation for us, but he came down to earth anyway and gave himself for us on the cross, and demonstrated that he defeated the power of sin and death at the cross through the resurrection. And that changes the formula for you and I. Now we don't have to factor in death anymore in terms of how we decide to behave toward our fellow man. We've got to stand strong against this evil. This darkness is creeping in, and it started not yesterday, not with the Biden administration, hundreds and thousands of years ago, really, thousands of years ago, with this concept of personal autonomy. That's where it all began. I'm wiser than God, and I know how to live my life better.
So here it is. You have the death solution in the life of Jesus and his sacrifice. And you're going to say, no, I don't want that solution. I'm going to have it my way. Really? Wow. And you look at you look at the empirical evidence of nations, cultures before us.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone through this cycle, Jim. They've made these mistakes. I mean, what are we that stupid that we're going to ignore the empirical evidence? Are we just so confused and confounded that we cannot make the tough decision because we have a teenager who's rambunctious and tormenting the household, and we can't seem to get control of this? So the compromise is we compromise on the laws of God. Wow. I get that. I mean, I get that 100% because it is scary. And, with all this pressure, this human, but again, this is what happens when you take your eyes off of God. When you take your eyes off of God, you know, it's that old saying. In fact, I changed it. I had it up in my office for a long time, and then I changed it from Anonymous, that great wise philosopher, said, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, right?
That's right.
And I changed it. Right. I changed it off of the goal, and I said off of his goal.
Yes. Right? Perfect.
So
I love it.
Yeah. So go ahead, pick it up from there, Jim. I'm sorry.
When you take your, that's the point. When God says we're made in his image, what he's saying is he's the main character, not us.
Right.
If we want to have a life that's of truly flourishing as a human being, we have to focus on him, not ourselves and not our goals, not our desires, but on his goals and his desires. He has a claim on us to be made in his image, stamped with the mint of the maker. He claims
exactly.
We are his. And so we must live in a way that's consistent with his nature and his character. That's where true freedom is. And so people need to remember that. Parents need to remember that. Schools need to remember that. Churches need to remember that.
Yeah, they really do. Well, look what happened with Peter, right? He says, Lord, if that's you, call me out on the water. Jesus says, come on. He's walking on the water. What happens? He takes his eyes off Jesus and he sinks. If that doesn't rhyme with what you and I are talking about, you know, this is the example, and this is where we are as a nation. See, we're sinking, and because of the process and God's mercy, and I gotta believe the saints in heaven are praying for us that we will get it. That and we know after everything is all said and done, it's going to go the way that God has declared and prophetically laid out that there will be the end of days. Now. Many people look today, James, and say, hey, look at the signs. You know, are these the last days? I said, good question, right? Good question. Go ahead.
It is a good question, and we should be aware. God, Jesus himself said, be alert, specifically in the context of last days. Be alert. Why? This is a command, because we're going to be tempted to fall asleep. We're going to be tempted to take our eyes off of him. And follow you know the antichrist philosophies of the world, and he says, be careful, be alert. Your enemy, and Paul says it too, and Peter too. Your enemy prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. May it not be us. May Christ finish what he started in us with the faith that he began.
Exactly. Well, God has sealed us, but whose imprimatur are we going to respond to? To your point, Jim, is that are we going to respond to the cultures? Print, like what do they have to offer? Or are we going to respond to the God Almighty who made us in his image and knows exactly who we are and where we're supposed to fit, right?
That's right. That's right. 100%. I mean, that's what we need to keep doing is keep focusing on who God is. And at that point,
exactly.
we can understand.
Jim Harden, thank you for being with us.
They said it was impossible, but mark my words, I did it with Kohl's. That's right. I got everything I needed for my spring home refresh in one trip. I'm talking Sonoma Goods for Life bedding for 20% off and Espresso Virtual Plus Deluxe for 30% off. Cuisinart cookware sets for 35% off and Sonoma Goods for Life decor for 20% off. So if you want to get set for the season and stay big, you can do it all at Kohl's. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. Espresso and Cuisinart coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl.com for details.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablet, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
News update. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. The governor of Maryland is preemptively making the case for additional federal relief for his state or the city of Baltimore in the wake of the deadly Key Bridge collapse. Governor Westmore says,
Maryland needs no favors. We need to make sure that we're actually moving quickly to get the American economy going again, because the Port of Baltimore is instrumental in our larger economic growth.
More on with CNN State of the Union Sunday. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has passed away at age 87, as confirmed by his family Friday. Gossett Jr. earned an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in An Officer and a Gentleman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I'm so grateful for Reverend Jim Harden from Compass Care and his heart, his passion. And hopefully what you heard from both of us is, concern and compassion. I mean, this isn't, hey, look, let's point the finger at somebody and let's ignore reality here. But let's hold things in perspective. You're talking about 0.6% of the country that supposedly is transgender. And, of course, what's real concerning is the culture is really moving hard and fast for young kids. Because you remember when you were a young child, a bit confused, trying to figure out life and whatever. And the thing is, we didn't necessarily, during the time we were growing up, there wasn't a huge option, for us to consider, oh, yeah, well, maybe I am a girl, or maybe I am a boy. That wasn't part of the of the narrative or the conversation that was going on, if you remember, when you were growing up. But now, all of a sudden, these options, and this is what has concerned me for a long time, and I shared this with my children as they were growing up. I said, the amount of options that you have available to you is unbelievable. And this is why wisdom is so critical. And wisdom doesn't come from your high school teacher, your college professor, maybe even your kindergarten teacher. Maybe there's some characteristics and some attributes there that could be valuable. But wisdom, true wisdom, where you will thrive in this culture, comes from God. Nobody else. From God. You might say godly people, say his word, but certainly that's the source. And if you're tapping into ideas from someone who is not connected to the vine, right, and is connected to the vine of this world, what are you going to get? And this is where we are right now. And I believe, I guess, I woke up this morning with a sense of urgency and just praying, God, please give me the words. What words can I say, you know, to the audience and share with you in such a way to where, you know, you don't necessarily take my word because it's not about me. I'm just trying to encourage you to figure this out for yourself because we are responsible. This is the idea of freedom. Freedom comes because we are self-responsible. Okay? And also with freedom comes responsibility. But here we are. We are in this bucket of gum that is brought to us by this culture that at the very face, and so they're so dishonest with you. They're not telling you, hey, I still want to believe in God. I don't believe in God's commandments anymore. They kind of, you know, just dance around it. You got Joe Biden, you know, an allegedly practicing Catholic, and with all due respect, being a Catholic myself, I think we're all practicing Catholics, but I say we all need more practice. And Joe Biden, especially for the position that he's in as the president of the United States. But politics and our government is becoming secularized. Forget about God. Like I said, the Democratic Party back in 2000 made it clear, even against the outcry of many at the convention at the time, but they just kind of ramrodded this idea that they did not want God in their platform anymore. Wow. How scary is that? And here we are, you know, 24 years later, and you wonder why. And you got to be careful because who are you following? You know, as Jesus said, the blind lead the blind. And right off the face, and I will be, you know, in a sense, I will be emphatic and direct about that, is that if you don't believe in God, then I'm sorry. Now, I'm sorry that you don't. For whatever reason that you've bought into a philosophy, a narrative, but you know, there is, you know, Joe Biden's not going to make a difference. WHO is not going to, Putin's not going to, President Xi's not going to make a difference. Because nothing happens on this planet without God's awareness. But here it is. I mean, this could be our last great chance, ladies and gentlemen. But as I've said all along, maybe it's not. And if it's not, then where are you going to end up? Because there is a clear choice at the end of the day. There's nothing in between. It's either heaven or hell. Jesus came that we would have eternity. Okay? We would have eternity with him. Who wants eternity with the devil? Really? You want eternity with the Democratic Party the way it's being manifest right now? And I don't mean to be so partisan. I'm sorry. But I mean, look at the manifestation. And it's not like all Democrats are that way. I get that. But those who have their heads screwed on right and understand that God is the most important thing, then they need to get control of their party and bring it back into reason if that's going to be the case. If not, then look at it. It's all going to be a battle. It'll continue because we have, frankly, it's not so much that the Republicans are, you know, they're perfect and they've got the act together. I mean, sadly, politics has become, you know, so compromised and discombobulated that it's not about serving the people. It's about serving themselves. This is why you have a vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris. She comes in and into office. Her net worth was about $3 million. Now, after 3 years, it's like 12, 13 million. Are you kidding me? What's going on here? She doesn't even make $300,000 a year, but now she's worth, you know, 12, 13, and look, I'm not begrudging somebody's success and that, but that's not what she's here for. Nancy Pelosi, look at her record. How many hundreds of millions of dollars her and her family? And, you know, Barack Obama, I mean, go right down the line. You elect these people to become uber wealthy. That's what's going on here. And you got to realize if that is their focus and it's not us, then who's pulling their strings? So they're beholden to K Street. They're beholden to all these outside entities. And of course, here we are ready to surrender our own sovereignty as a country to the United Nations and the WHO, especially if a pandemic should come around. And we're told, you know, John Fleetwood, Dr. Richard Bartlett's been reporting that there's like 9 pandemics in the queue right now. And this bird flu is just unbelievable because this is man created. Right. And this is typical of, you know, politics. And particularly, I will call it out and call it for what it is. You know, challenge me. Show me where it's not different. But consistently, see, what the Democrats have done is they've got this plan worked out that what they do is they light the fire. They light the fire. And then, you know, when everything's burning down, they conveniently have hoses and they put the fire and they look like the heroes to the very thing that they started. This is what they've done. This is who they are. Time and time. Jeroy Murdoch has reported. Bill Federer, you know, when he ran for office, realized he got a great awakening. Oh, my God. This is the game they play. And so here they are against the law, involved in gain of function. It sounds like a new term because this is what they do. They come up with these new terms because it is a form of biological weaponization. Okay. Biological warfare was supposed to have been gone after the Nuremberg trials. Okay. Before many of us were born, all this was supposedly settled internationally, but oh no, you've got the wisdom of these politicians, and these money, you know, grubbing, whatever you want to call them, that interest is not for the people, and they figure, okay, we know a better way. So they get around it. They find ways to get around it, and they don't call it, you know, biological weaponry. You know, it's called gain of function. And they have the nerve to create this scenario. I mean, it's bad enough that it was in Wuhan. But the reason they kind of outsourced it in Wuhan, because it wasn't in the United States, so it kind of could cover it, and Dr. Fauci could get what he wanted, right? Because he was very much a gain-of-function guy when you heard him in the heard his testimony in Congress. There's no doubt about it. You know exactly where he's coming from. And so, even after everything that we went through with COVID, guess what? Now we got, what, 2 or 3, I think is what Dr. Bartlett was reporting on, 2 or 3 outlets that are involved in gain-of-function in the United States. So what happens? What happens if you have an accidental lab leak like what happened in China? Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say it was an accident. What happens? We're going to do this all over again? Get ready. We've got to go to break. Stay with us. More coming up next.
In national health news, Waltham, Massachusetts-based Invivid has received emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for its investigational monoclonal antibody for pre-exposure prophylaxis or prevention of COVID-19 in adults and adolescents who have moderate to severe immune compromise and are unlikely to mount an adequate response to COVID-19 vaccination. Invivid's Chief Executive Officer David Herring commented.
As we've seen lately, SARS-CoV-2 continues to spread and cause unacceptably high levels of illness, hospitalizations, and death. The threat from COVID is not over, especially for vulnerable populations such as the immunocompromised.
Studies have shown that moderately to severely immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients and people with certain blood cancers, among others, may not have a strong immune response to vaccines. Monoclonal antibodies work differently than vaccines to provide protection against viral threats. This new investigational therapy has been authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use only. It is not FDA approved for any use, and there is limited information about the safety and effectiveness of using this investigational therapy for prevention of COVID-19. It is not authorized for treatment and is not a substitute for vaccination in individuals for whom COVID-19 vaccination is recommended. For the Food and Drug Administration's letter of authorization and product fact sheets, visit this website, invivid.com. Once again, that's INVIVYD.com. The content in this report was provided by Invivid, Inc.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, it's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Gary Schneeberger, the assistant to the president for media relations, is with us. Gary, awesome news yesterday, huh? The tomb is still empty, buddy.
I know. That was not surprising, right? And most news is like, you know, it has to be news. It's news because it's somewhat surprising, but it's also news because it's important, and it was absolutely important yesterday.
Regardless of President Biden making some declaration for Transgender Day, you know, for what, less than... you know, 0.6%, less than 1% of Americans being transgender, we're going to subordinate and make that, you know, trump the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you know, which is the central point of a nation born of godly principles, blessed of God for 248 some odd years. And I guess Joe Biden and the Democrats and the rest of the politicians and those that know better say, hey, we know better than God. And, you know, God, we don't need your blessings anymore. Thank you very much. See ya.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's what politicians do, right? They appeal to their base, or at least what they consider to be a portion of their base. And that appears to be what President Biden did.
Yeah, sadly. And the thing is that it's bad enough. Look, if Biden is a practicing Catholic, if he wants to be an apostate, God bless you. I don't recommend it. It's no bueno. But if you choose to do it, then that's on your own, and that's your own biciclete that you're going to ride off the cliff, and you're going to do it by yourself. Hey, you know, that's your choice. But when you are the leader of the free world, leading this country, and you want to put all Americans on the bus and head for the cliff,
Well, you know what? I'm not in favor with your banger sister's destiny, okay? That's not what I choose for me or my family.
And that's the great thing about, I mean, that is the great thing about America is we have the choice of not getting on that particular bus, right? We don't have to follow those proclamations and those kinds of things. We still have the ability, right? What God gave us, freedom of choice. We still have that freedom of choice not to support those things that go against our deeply held moral convictions. So that is another thing to celebrate the faith that we share.
Well, Gary, and I want to encourage people of faith to make sure that the doors are swung open on our bus. Because our bus, I mean, we know about eternity. And we want to spend eternity with God, not with the other option. Because there's only two options here, okay? You either are going to choose life or choose death. God is life. The evil one is death. Don't want you on that bus, okay? So, and if you're a bit confused and if you have a question about it, then, again, as Gary was saying, we have a responsibility to check for yourself. Don't just take our word for it. I mean, this is years of study, experience, mercy of God, grace of God, right, Gary?
Right.
I mean,
sure.
we're not claiming any kind of perfection here, but we're claiming experience. This is what we've experienced. And everything about the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, I have found to be absolutely true. Okay, I believe God sent his son it was the lifeline of lifelines, Gary. Think about it. Because without Jesus, we're going to be struggling with the fear of death. God said, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to deal with fear of death. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my son, and he's going to conquer death. He's going to blow you away because he's going to rise from the dead. And you got to understand that with Jesus, you too will rise from the dead, just as he did, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And think about that plan. If you and I were in charge of the plan of how to sort of give us all of us humans a chance at eternal life, I don't know that I would have come up with, I'm glad I'm not God, I wouldn't have come up with putting my own son to not just death, but a horrific death. That's how much God loves us, that his own son, right? He put to death. He had put to death. That is, that's mind blowing and it's humbling. And, you're absolutely right. I mean, the scriptures are clear. Jim Daly, the president of Focus, has a line he says when he's engaged with someone in a cultural debate and they think the Christian view is not is quote unquote hateful or is not kind. Jim says very kindly, you're going to have to take that up with the author of the book, because that's where I get it from. I didn't make it up. You really can't, just like you can't counter or knock someone down. If it's their testimony, it's their testimony. And if it's God's word, it's God's word. And we have to stand on that.
Well, is it kindness to let somebody propel themselves to a cement wall leading to death and injury? Is that kindness?
No.
Right. Okay. So what is your definition of kindness? Number one, and I agree with Jim. Yes. Look, it's not my problem. Take it up with God. This is what he says. And I believe him. And, just like you believe certain things. And I will say this too. I want to make sure, because we talked about the 0.6% supposedly of our society that is transgender. If you hear nothing else in this conversation, I want you to know God loves you. God loves you. He loves you to the point that he sent his one and only son to bring you back home where you belong. All this confusion that you've been dealing with, guess what? You weren't the first to deal with confusion. We've all been confused. And when you are separate from God, guess what? Chaos, confusion reigns all the more. And it's not, that's not what God wants for you. And that's demonstrated in the fact that he paid a humongous price, just as Gary said. I'm the same way, Gary. I think about it. I go, you know, which of my sons would I send?
Right.
You know, for a world that doesn't like you, a world that just is, you know, happy to go about their own business and that won't get it, that no matter what, they'll never get it. But God says, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, here it is. I'm going to offer up the ultimate price. My own heart, my own love stretched, you know, in a way that only God's heart and love could be stretched in sending his son like that, as you said. Just blows me away, Gary.
Yeah. And the way that you said, Bill, God loves you, I've often said to people, it's not God loves you, but, meaning, but here are, you know, 27,000 things.
All these conditions.
God loves you. Right. It's God loves you and. Because he loves you, like a parent loves a child, and you keep the child from putting their hands on a hot stove, right? God loves you, and he puts some hedges of protection around you, and there are some things that if we follow his pattern, his way, his word, things will go better for us. Things will go well for us. And if we deviate from that, things don't go so well for us.
Exactly.
And that's the it's not a but situation. It's an and situation. It's because of that love.
Exactly.
That his perspective does put some boundaries around the things that are good to pursue and not so good to pursue.
And to your point, Gary, see, God understands this transgender issue. He understands it quite clearly because he knows the hearts of men. And whether you're Bruce Jenner who says, I think God made a mistake and I'm going to talk to him when I get to heaven. Okay. All right. I mean, I'm sure God will be more than happy to welcome that conversation because guess what? He doesn't want you to be confused. He doesn't want you to understand, you know, misunderstand what's going on. But here it is, you know, we're in this temporary condition here called life. This is temporary, you know, 70, maybe 80 years, the Bible says, if you're lucky. I think Lou Gossett lived to be, what, 86 or something. But, you know, roughly that's the range that we're in. And clearly, when you look at this world and you see the death and the misery that's going on, it's like, wait a minute, you know, this is where you want to live. This is where you want to plant your flag. When God says, look, I got a place that's much better where there's no suffering. You know, all your tears are going to be wiped away. Wow. I mean, that sounds pretty good to me. You know, no death. All about life. You're there in the brilliance of Jesus, the light of the world. I mean, you don't need a light switch anymore. You know?
Yeah. And you don't really have to give up anything that matters, right? I mean,
right.
You have to avoid, you know, you avoid sin, and you don't even necessarily have to avoid sin, right? I mean, it's not like you have to be sinless because God knows we're not sinless. That's why Jesus had to die
exactly.
For us.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, one of the big things too, getting to heaven. We're so sexualized, I should say, and so sex centric. Right. You know, everything's about sex in this deal. That vaporizes. I mean, it's nothing. And then we'll probably have that V8 moment and go, why did I make it such a deal? Right.
Yep. For sure. Good.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but all those good things that we can expect for some of us just around the corner soon and even sooner. Only God knows the number of our days, Gary Schneeberger. Hey, buddy, I so appreciate you. Happy Easter to you. Thank you so much for being with us, okay?
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot.
He's the assistant to the president for media relations, Jim Daly, at Focus on the Family. Gary Schneeberger has been with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.